Okay, reminder to the people who are not here, who may be listening to the tape, that we have regular Sarim and Shiurim throughout Yizban, going straight till Pesach, despite what may be going on in other parts of this institution. Last time we began discussing the sugya of Maisa Shabbos, and we noted the position of the Rashbeth of the Magen Avraham and the Mishavura Kot Lalacha. The way the Magen Avraham Mishavru presented is that when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, that could result in an Isser Bechefza as well, to the extent that maybe even the Kedera that you cooked on Shabbos in would be Usser post Shabbos, let's say, bemezed for the person who was Mevashel the Isser, for who the Dabar HaNispashel is Usser Lama, so maybe the Kedera is going to be Aser Lamas as well, or at least Taun Hagala, Taun Hechsher, in order to be Mashrit. That also connects to another Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes in the end of Simen Reish Nun Gimel. There, the Beis Yosef quotes another Chivas HaRashba, that let's say you have a food item that was mispashal called Sarkan Erev Shabbos, so you cook something before Shabbos. Now, Shabbos morning, you ask your non-Jewish neighbor to please light a flame and heat up this food. So the food is fully cooked, but now you're asking Anachu to do malacha d'oraisa on your behalf to heat it up on Shabbos. So the Rashba there says that even if the food subsequently cools off such that the initial effect of the Nachri's malacha is no longer present, meaning it was fully cooked before Shabbos, you didn't need the Nachri to cook it for you, you just needed the Nachri to heat it up. So heat it up, and now it's as cold as it was before you heat it up. So the Rashba there says, nevertheless, that's going to be usher for the Yisrael to eat on Shabbos, b'toras knas. So even though the result of the malacha is no longer present, the food that was cold before the malacha is cold now after the malacha, and there's no residual effect of the malacha, nevertheless, the Rashba says that is usher. So that's in the context of a Amir Lenachri situation, where you ask the Nachri to do the malacha on your behalf. The Moreshet Moshe Simimantes quotes the Tilo David, who says that Huadin, for that Rashi, that'll be true if a Yisrael did a malacha as well. If you have a Yisrael that does a malacha in that same scenario, it was fully cooked before Shabbos, you have a Yisrael that is Mevashel the Shabbos B'mezid, so even after the food cools off, so that there's no lasting effect of the malacha, the food remains usher for that Yisrael.
The knas, I'm thinking, this came up in Pulin, mm-hmm. when it's Mevashel B'Shabbos.
When?
But it was Mevashel.
Right.
Here, mm-hmm. The malacha is official, but it's just the Havara? What's the
malacha is the Havara, yeah.
And so we say there's a knas by Havara. I mean, there's a knas by Vishal. Or we're sending the crown.
We'll talk about, we assume that Maisa Shabbos applies to all malachas, not just the bishul, but we'll talk about that to M'sheikh. Yeah.
But why would the
Maisa
Shabbos doesn't include the
bishul
here in this case?
The bishul is done before Shabbos. It was ready to cook before Shabbos. The Maisa Shabbos is on the heating up, on the Havara.
The fact that it was heated.
Right. So that's in the same idea that Maisa Shabbos would have ramifications to create an Isser Chetza on that which the Malacha was performed on, even if the effect of the Malacha is no longer realized. And that, yeah.
That Isser Chetza is an Isser L'Olam?
That, so if we're talking about B'mez, then that would be an Isser L'Olam, right.
I mean, is there like a case you asked that I've
shown? We'll talk about that also. Okay, that's my focus. We'll get there. So this Rashba also may fit, or that approach may fit better with how the Rashba understands the Gemara in Mem Aleph, Amavez, and Erevin as well. So the extreme example, if you think about it, of what's a Malacha done on Shabbos where there's no lasting effect of the Malacha, or maybe there's no immediate effect of the Malacha, is Hotzah. That, according to some Rishonim, this may be part of why it says Malacha Grua, but there's no shinoi b'chefza when you violate us at all. That if you move something b'rishus hashus, it's the same chefetz when it was in rishus A as it is when it is in rishus B. There's no fundamental change that's being affected on the chefetz just because you're motzi it rishus Lirishus. So the Gemara in Erev in the beginning of Parak Yishotiyu, Daphne Malachan to Abed Beis, that is Machlokas Tanayim, and Machlokas Rishon L'Halacha, what is the status if you are Motzi Peiros Chusatchum, the Mezid, and then you bring it back where it started. So you have Peiros, you Motzi Chusatchum, you bring it back, are those Peiros Aser to use once they were removed from the Tchum? So the Rishonim were bothered. L'halacha, we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontiv, Simen Tav Hei Siv Tes, that they're talking about Yontiv, we'll see whether that's significant in a second, and that may be the whole point of the sugya there in Erevin. But we pass in Simen Tav Hei Siv Tes, like the Bali tells us, that in that case, if you're Mosi Yuchus Atchum and you bring it back, the payers are mutter, even if the Hutzah was done B'mezid. So the Rishonim are bothered within that shita in Tanaim, and maybe we send away lahalacha. Why is that different than Maisa Shabbos? Mevasha b'Shabbos b'mezid, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shonim, Tos happens to paskin like Rabbi Meir, but even according to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be usher on Shabbos itself. So Maishna, when it comes to Mevasha b'Shabbos, where it's usher on Shabbos itself, at least if you pass him like Rabbi Meir, at least low, if you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, lachem as well. So Maishna, Mevash Shabbos Shabbos, where if you do B'mezid, it's Aser on Shabbos, and that din of Hosi Chus Atchum, where it is mutter to use those fruits, even though they were removed from the Chum on Shabbos, I'd say. So Tosus assumes Mem Alpha Mbezin Erevin Diva Maska Lo Hifsidu. Mem Alpha Mbez Diva Maska Lo Hifsidu. That there's a difference between an Ifsa Dereis and an Ifsa Derabbanan. I'll read the line of the Ritva because the Ritva, the Tosus is half a line, the Ritva is a little bit more expansive, but the same Shita. The Ritva there, Mem Alpha Mbez Erevin Diva Maska Amar Rafapa. Ritva says, Yesh Lamar, the Hasam Hu Bishabis. That the context of Mevasha B'Shabbos, where we aser the result of the Malacha Maisa Shabbos, that's talking about on Shabbos when we're dealing with an Isser Daraisa. Aval Hacha B'Yantav Eskina D'Laka Ali Isser Tchumin D'Rabbanan U'Mishum Isser Tchumin Lo Kantina Le Shelo Yochel. The context in the second Erevin is related to a Din D'Rabbanan, Isser D'Rabbanan. When it comes to Issa Derabanan, there's no such knas. So the knas of Maisa Shabbos, whatever the application of knas of Maisa Shabbos is, may be limited to Isurim Daraisa and not to Isurim Derabanan. So that's the position of Tosos, that is the Ritva, in the first day in the Ritva. That's the only day that the Rashba quotes. But according to that position, if that's the only way that you distinguish between the sugyos, then what emerges is that if we're talking about a malacha d'araisa, then even if the result of the malacha is no longer felt, is no longer nogeya, it's still going to remain usur. So again, that seems to fit best with the Rashba type of position that we're talking about in Issur B'Chefs. We'll see in a moment the other Rishonim that distinguish precisely along those lines as to whether there is a shinoi in the chepsa or not, as being the dispositive distinction between Erevin, the second Erevin, and Maisa Shabbos.
Yeah, I'm still, why are we talking about knas here? Because
that's the nature of the issue of Maisa Shabbos.
Well, I mean, according to Rashi, it was about Hana, right? And then we only saw knas for Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Lo, La'olam. But Maisa Shabbos, at least for Rabbi Yehuda, the problem would be getting Hana from it.
What's the nature of the Issur Hana? That still may be Knas. Where does that Issur come from? We'll talk more about Achila Issur Hana, but fundamentally that's a Knas.
The previous Rashi that you quoted was about Amir Lanafi, which should be Dara.
Correct. So we quoted the Achronim, let's say, that Hu Adin when it comes to Maisa Shabbos.
But I'm saying if it's... but the Maisa Shabbos isn't... There's no Maisa Shabbos from the Amir Lanafi?
the Isra Meisah Shabbos can have the Meisah Shabbos so only about Melachos Yisrael. The banana from Melachos Achim is a different sugya. There may be parallels, we'll talk more, but that is a different sugya.
Like, that would be
there are different parameters. I'm sorry?
That's also the Rabbanah.
Right, so there are different parameters. Now, by the Rabbanah, the consequences of Mil and Achim are less severe than by the Raisa, and they're more, we'll talk about some of that also. Okay. So that's what Tosa says, that's what the Ritva and others say, that the difference between Sugyas, Maisa Shabbos, where there is a Knas and the Sugyan Erevin, is the Raisa versus the Rabbanah.
Sorry, just about our previous point. You said last time Moshe Feinstein said that the Pasuk by Yochanan Sanna would apply to Rabbi Yehuda also. Meaning it's not like there's actually an Isra Anah.
What Moshe said is that it informs, meaning that the notion of the Hekdesh connection, which is most pronounced within Rabbi Yochanan Asanler's position, quoting a pasuk, so there may be resonance of that even within Rabbi Yehuda. That may inform the Isser. I'm sorry?
It's for us Knas.
It could, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So Magen Avraham just points out, and we'll come back to this a little bit later to understand the Magen Avraham's point. Magen Avraham there in Hilchas Yantiv, Siman Tafei, Sifkatan, Yud Dalid. He quotes this distinction of Tosfos between the Raisa and the Rabbanan as far as Maisa Shabbos, and he just raises the question, but don't we find Maisa Shabbos considerations even when it comes to the Rabbanan? For example, Sugin Beitza of Tfilas Kalim, that if you're Tovel Kalim on Yantiv, that's only an Isser the Rabbanan, Tikkun Mana, if you're Tovel Kalim on Shabbos, that's no more than Issa Rabbanan, but it's still Usser to use on Shabbos. So don't you see from there, apparently we are concerned about Maisa Shabbos even on the Rabbanans. I mean, there is an Issa of Maisa Shabbos even on the Rabbanans. The Magen Avraham says, well, maybe there's still a distinction between where you have a pre-achrina and not. Even when it comes to the Rabbanan, we may still ask for Maisa Shabbos if there's an alternative. So, if there's no alternative, then it doesn't make a difference the Raisa de Rabbanan. Sorry. If there is an alternative, doesn't make a difference the Raisa de Rabbanan. The distinction between the Raisa de Rabbanan is only when there's no alternative, you have nothing else to use instead. So, if it's a Raisa, we're still going to ask her. If it's the Rabbanan, we'll give you more latitude. That's what the Magen Avraham Bedochik says to understand Tosfos, because he's bothered. How does Tosfos deal with Tfilas Kalim? Apparently you see that there is a Maisa Shabbos consideration even when it comes to a Malacha or Nisr Derabbanan. So we'll come back to that point of Magen Avraham shortly. After we see the other Rishonim that are Cholik on Tosfos as far as the Yishuv HaSugyas. So in the Hemshech of the Ritva, after the Ritva that distinction between the Raisa and the Rabbanan, then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Afilu b'Shabbos lo mitzer Maisa Shabbos mivnei shenasa bo iser ha'avara v'rshus harabim o hotza'a v'hachnasa shalom asu b'Maisa Shabbos eladar v'sheyesh b'Maisa d'hainu shenasa shum tikun b'gufo shezen yirka Maisa. The Haidah did not kin of Bechol Dukhta, Maisa Shabbos. The time in the Mesabros. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Maisa Shabbos is Pshuto Kimashmo, it has to be a Maisa. So if you did a Malacha that affects a Shinoi Bechefsa, then that's going to be subject to the Knas of Maisa Shabbos. But Hotza, Havara, Achnasa, there's no Shinoi Bechefsa. The whole nature of Hotza is that you haven't affected any change in the object subject to the act of Hotzah. So there, that's a lower grade malacha, that's a malacha gru, if you will, and that's not subject to the knas of Maisa Shabbos. So the difference between Sugyan Erevin and all the Maisa Shabbos sugyas is not the rights of the Rabbanan, but Erevin is limited to Hotzah. Hotzah is unique because of its nature as a malacha, and only where there's no shinoi be'etzan ha'chefetz are we not concerned, do we not consin Maisa Shabbos. So Erevin Otsa is unique.
Would that extend also to the case before that we talked about heating the food and then heating the food that was already mevushal and then having it cool down? because there, Lemaisa, there was
hold on to that for a second. The Sefer Vedion, the third sheet in Rishonim, which will highlight what Noam is raising, is the Ramban. The Ramban there, the lengthy Ramban, in that opening sugya, the opening sugyas in Erev Mem Aleph, Mishetziu. So the Ramban there answers that it's not considered nena mimalacha, where there's no Maisa Shabbos consideration, where the object that the malach was performed on returned to its initial location or possibly state. But the Ramban there is talking about location. I mean, the case in that second Erevin is that you're mostly mitchum and you bring it back to where you started. But if you're mostly at mitchum and you didn't bring it back to where you started, then even though there's no shinui b'chefza, but it's still going to remain usur and subject to Maisa Shabbos restrictions. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what's critical is whether there's a shinui b'chefza. So one could maybe argue that doesn't have to be a shinui b'chefza that you see now, or that there was a shinui b'chefza in the case where it was heated up and now it cooled off. You know, it's not that there never was a shinui b'chefza, but that's at least different than the presentation of the Ramban, that the question is, did it go back to where it started? Was there any net effect of the malacha? If there's a net effect of the malacha, even if it wasn't a shinui b'chefetz, according to the Ramban, that remains subject to the restrictions of Maisa Shabbos. What does the Rambam say? Perek Vav, Halacha Kaf Gimel Kaf Dalet. Yisrael she'asa ma'isa melacha b'Shabbos. If Yisrael performed a melacha on Shabbos, im avar the asa b'zadon, asa lo lehanos ba'osa melacha La'ola. So if he violated a malacha on Shabbos b'mezid, then that's also for him la'olam. Right? So Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Ushar Yisrael mutar lahem lihanus v'lo mosei Shabbos miad. Shenem mar shvartem etzah Shabbos ki kodesh yilachem. He kodesh ve'im asah kodesh. Fine. Ketzad, Yisrael Shabbishol v'Shabbos v'mezid, l'mosei Shabbos yochal l'cheirim, aval lo yochal l'lamis, and Bishol b'shkagol, l'mosei Shabbos yochal b'inhu b'in cheirim miyad, b'chein kol kayotzei b'zeh. So the Tila L'David quoted in the Mereshis Moshe points out, Lashon HaRambam of Aser lo lehanos the osa melacha la'olam has a mashmos, possibly, that it's only where there's an actual hana'a from that melacha. But if azalei the melacha, I mean, not only in a case of hotzav, but arguably even in the case of the Rashba, where it was heated up and then cooled off again, where there's no residual effect of that malacha. So maybe for the Rambam, that would not be subject to the Isser of Maisa Shabbos. Or, let's say, you did an act of Breira, and your Borer Ochel Mitoch, or your Borer Psolus Mitocha Ochel B'Isser, and now you put the psalus back into the ochal. So azalei, the effect of your malacha, you're back where you started, So when we say that the food that you were initially borer, that we would have asered at that point because of Maisa Shabbos, now would become mutter, wouldn't have the Maisa Shabbos Knas, because there's no lasting effect of the malacha that was done. So if you put stock into that language of Asa Loli Hanis Ba'osa Malacha La'olam, if there's such a mashmos, so maybe in that case of the Azali Chamimuso or the Azali Biriroso, maybe there wouldn't be a Maisa Shabbos consideration.
The Rambam in the next halacha sounds like a Ben Yonah, where he says, "Vashogeg yochlu by the Theros, Vashabbos shari lo nase begufa and Maisa v'lo nishtan."
So let's get there. About to get there. Okay. So then the Rambam writes in Kaftalit, "Peros shayatzu chutzat chum v'chazru." B'shogeg yochlu b'shabbos, sharei lo nasa begufan maisa v'lo nishtana. B'mezid lo yochlu ad motzei shabbos. So if it's b'shogeg, then there's no iser benefiting from it on Shabbos because there was no change to the chayfetz. But v'mezid lo yochlu ad motzei Shabbos. Look at the Ravid. Amar Avram, dafka shechazu shelo b'mkoma. Aval chazu b'mkoma b'mezid nami yochlu. That when does the Rambam say that b'mezid you can't eat on Shabbos itself? That's only if it's chazu shelo b'mkoman. But chazu b'mkoman would be mutter. That's like the Ramban that we saw. So is the Ravid, does the Rambam disagree? Not clear. And the Magen Mishnah thinks that the Rav is being masik on the Rambam. But to Noam's point, and that question, whether there is a difference between Shogeg and Mezid, which is Machlokas Tanayim, and the Rambam's Paskening, if you assume that the Rav is a saga, and the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Shalom and Kaman and Mekaman, so then the Rambam's Paskening, that difference between Shogeg and Mezid, I don't know if Rabbeinu Yonah would agree with that la'alacha, because the Ritva just quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in a limited context. Now, having seen the other Rishonim that distinguish either between where the effect of the Malacha is lost versus not, or meaning where it's chazal and koman or not, or whether there is any shinui b'chefetz or not. One second. So go back to the position of Bali Tosfos and the Magen Avraham's question as to why Tosfos distinguishes between Malacha d'Oraisa and Malacha d'Rabbanan for Ma'aseh Shabbos, though we find examples of Ma'aseh Shabbos even by the Rabbanans, like Tfilas Kelim. And the Magen Avraham gave a yishuv where there are other options versus not other options, which sounds a little bit dulkic in Tosfos. So Rishon Lezameh, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Hei, Anaf Beis, Chelek Aleph, Simen Hei, Anaf Beis, points out that it's hard. He quotes a Sefer Nesiv Chaim that's Masig on the Magen Avraham that the Ikkar is like the other Rishonim, but he said the Lamais of the Magen Avraham says Rishon Lezameh, the Lamais of the Magen Avraham describing before his Tosfos, so you have to explain what is Tosfos going to do with Tfilas Kelim. So Shlomo Zalman suggests Yolini Saiti Kaminosa Lomar the Afsha Tosfos Sari the Aser Gan Bechia Gavna Shalom Nasa Shina Vigafadavar. That Tosfos, even if Tosfos rejects as a baseline the distinction that the other Rishonim between if there's a Shina Gomber Bechafsa or a shina begufa chefs or not, you call makom the iser derabbanan ubechi agavna shelo nasa bo shum shinoi. When it comes to iser derabbanan, where there's no shinoi, there Tosfos may agree to the ritva ubechi agavna lo hichmiru rabbanan. So on some level, Tosfos may acknowledge such a distinction between Nasa Boshinoi or Lo Nasa Boshinoi on a Dirabanan, that if it's something where there is no Shinoi Bechefza and it's only this Dirabanan, so maybe the Chiyagavna Lo Gazru on Maisa Shabbos. Meaning that Tosfos may acknowledge that there are derabbanans where we are makarim ma'aseh Shabbos, but that's only on derabbanans where there is a shinoi b'chefetz. So someone maybe on some level Tosfos will have to acknowledge the distinction of the other rishonim. You got that?
I was wondering, what's this subject about whether the rabbi is in ma'aseh on rabbah? Isn't that when they say closer from the chazru?
So it's a chazal koman or a chazru into the tum. So the Ravid says there's a difference between chazal koman and chazru into the tum. Right? The Ravid isn't explicitly nachas to that.
Why would the koman? Meaning, if the iser was supposed to the tum, then shouldn't it just suffice to bring it back into the tum even if it wasn't the koman?
So the distinction would be that if you lamaisi did an iser with this by moving a chutz tchum and then you bring it back into the tchum, if it's not where you originally brought it, there's still some effect of the malacha. Meaning you moved it by iser and you didn't bring it back exactly where you started. So maybe there's some potential, even though it's back in the tchum, but in the whole big picture, the balacha had affected some change from the initial status quo. Even though you could have brought it there, but after beginning, had you not left the tchum.
Maybe in Bigaraya, like the against the Magen Mishnah, meaning if it was really about shinoi, then why do we need chazru at all? If it's just about lack of shinoi, meaning
why do we need what?
Why do we need the fact that chazru yatsu chutz latchum mechazru? Just say yatsu chutz latchum, and the din would be the same. Unless you want to say that the guy can't leave the tchum.
Again?
Rabbi Yonah will just tell you that the halacha of Perush Yatsu Chutz L'Tchum, it doesn't matter if Chazer or not, because there's no Shinoi Beinim Chazer Beinif Lo Chazer, so it should be Mutter anyway. So why is the Rambam adding Chazer? So Elohad, it must be that Chazer...
Well, the Rambam is adding Chazer because that's what the Gemara says. But
so maybe even the fact that the Gemara says Chazer is indicative that Rabbeinu Yonah's, it's a kasha against Rabbeinu Yonah. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah, why does the Gemara need to say Chazer for Rabbeinu Yonah? Because he's about a shinoi, so Rabbeinu Chazer, Rabbeinu Lo Chazer, there's no shinoi, so just teach me the bigger chiddush. Perish Yatzu Chuzatchum. It's mutter to get hana from them because there's no shinoi.
Okay, let's look back at this again.
You could say what you said, that it wants to address even on Shabbos.
The guy can't leave Chutz L'Chum.
Now, L'Halacha, the Mishabrura, quotes a Chayyadah in the beginning of Shenu Ches, and the opening Ver'Halacha, the second berlacha, achat mishar melachos, kazu chayadam, dafka bedavar shenasa ma'isa v'gufa davar shenishtana mitamos shahaya. That ma'isa Shabbos is only relevant if there is a shinei b'chefsa, k'mevash l'chayotze bo. Aval, hamotim rishos rishos, shalom nishtana hadavar mitamos shahaya, im b'shoge mutter afilu lo v'afilu lo b'yom. Then the mezid aser afil acherim ad motzei Shabbos miyat. So even though we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda in general, that mezid is going to be aser lacherim motzei Shabbos below la'olam, but if it's something that's not there's no shinui b'guf hachefetz, then we're more makel. Only call makam yesh lahachmir b'chol yisurei Torah kimo mevasha. But nevertheless, if we're talking about is someone able to pull up the Chayadim file test? So we'll talk about that. He thinks by Yisrael that's not necessary. So does he mean that you have to be machmer in any Isser Torah even if there's no shinoi beguf hachefetz? Or does he mean you have to be machmer in any Isser Torah where there is a shinoi, like Mevasha, where there's a shinoi?
Yes, and what he said before was that you only have to
only if there's a shinoi. And
but,
mikol makom.
If it was for a deraisa, that it was also you also only have mitzvah shabbos for the shinoi, then it wouldn't be.
Right, we're only talking about deraisas here. I mean, the opening, his opening line is called also malachim and malachas asur mideraisa.
Oh, okay.
Then he goes on to talk about the Rabbanans. Im asa matlach the Rabbanan. Im ishal yivet ha-fil babayam. Mezid asa fil acherim. So it sounds like what he's saying, the Mishabrut isn't really nefarious anymore. He just quotes it verbatim and then goes on. But it sounds like what he's saying is that even though b'ikaron, if there's no shinoi b'gof ha-chefetz, we shouldn't be concerned about Maisa Shabbos. But l'maisa, when we're talking about a malacha d'oraisa, kedai l'hachmir. Sounds like that's what he's saying. And if that's the case, then even in, let's say, the Rashba's case, or the transposition of the Rashba's case to Yisrael, that heats something up in Shabbos where it cools off, or the Borer case, sounds like the Chayyim saying that you'd have to be machmir on that lemaisa, at least the lechachila. Now, on that point, the application of Maisa Shabbos for Drabbanans. So, the sugya of Maisa Shabbos is Dafka by Bishel. Nedig Mar Nechula Tesvav, that quotes the Machlokas Tanama Maisa Shabbos, is quoting it in a Shkita context. And the Torah connects it to the din that we'll talk about of Binana from a Ner that was Hulak on Shabbos. So at least you see from those other applications that if not limited to Bishul, there's nothing special about Bishul per se. And that's what you saw in the Rambam. You saw Sha'asa Malacha B'Shabbos, it sounds like any Malacha. And that's what the Ramah has, at least in the Osios of the Ramah, in Sif Aleph, Hamavasha B'Shabbos, and the Osios of the Ramah, O Sha'asa Achas Mishar Malachas. So there's nothing special about Bishul per se. Bishul may be the paradigmatic example of Maisa Shabbos, but it's not the only one. And then, as we alluded to a little earlier, Maisa Shabbos may be relevant to Drabbanans as well. The Rambam Perek Kaf Gimel Halacha Ches talks about Filas Kalim B'Mezid in the context of Maisa Shabbos. And the Be'er Lacha develops this in the first piece here in Shin Yud Ches that is relevant to Malachos Derabanan as well. Now, there may be differences in the application, as we'll see, but at least notwithstanding the position of the Bali Tosos that maybe the Magen Avraham tries to qualify, L'halacha, we assume that Maaser Shabbos is relevant to Drabbanans as well. The Orach HaShabbos is bothered or raises the following, and we'll see what explanation emerges from the Ha'ara. That we quoted last time the Gemara in Shabbos, in Bava Kamma Ayin Aleph, in the presentation there of Rabbi Elkanah Sa'an, where the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Shmartem as the Shabbos. And the way the Gemara quotes it, Bishmartem et haShabbos ki kodesh ilachem, ma kodesh aser b'achila, ma'is haShabbos aser b'achila. We're asked, ima kodesh aser b'anav, ma'is haShabbos aser b'anav, tamul lomer lachem, shalachem yehei. So the Gemara here distinguishes between achila and hana. It sounds like ma'is haShabbos is limited to iser achila, but doesn't apply, doesn't create an iser hana. So the Gemara presents that within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who's the most machmir of the Tanayim, but presumably it's going to be no less true for Rabbi Yehuda Meir. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, we're only talking about Nisar Achila, not Nisar Na. So presumably, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as well, the worst that we have to contend with is Nisar Achila, not an Isar Hana. So that's the case, asks the Orach HaShabbos. Then how do we view other applications of Ma'aseh Shabbos? Let's say lighting a candle. So the Torah frames that sugya that we'll get to soon of lighting a candle on Shabbos as relevant to Ma'aseh Shabbos. There's no achila when you benefit from a lit candle. That's only hana. So if that's the case, that we're distinguishing between, achila and hana, then how do we frame the Ma'aseh Shabbos application of benefiting from a ner on Shabbos? So he points out, al karchach, that when we talk about achila to the exclusion of hana, it doesn't mean literally achila versus hana. Achila doesn't mean eating to the exclusion of any other benefit. Achila means the normal Ofen ha-hishtamshus, the normal way of benefiting from the malacha. So when it comes to bishul, the normal way of benefiting from the malacha is through achila. But when it comes to havara, the normal way of benefiting from the malacha, is using the light. If you fashion a kli, the normal way of benefiting from that malacha is using the kli. So when the Rambam writes, "Asur lali hanos v'osa malacha la'olam," he assumes that it doesn't mean hana in the broader sense. It means hana in the derech hishamshus sense. So there's literal achila, which is relevant by Mevashel b'Shabbos. There's expanded achila, which means hishtamshus, which is relevant by other hanos, by other malachos. And then the kind of hana that's in contrast to achila would be the hana of selling it, of getting financially compensated for it, or something of that sort, which is not the direct hishtamshus from the malacha. And he says that, he thinks, is the Kavanah Mishabura, where the Mishabura writes in Sifkata Dalid. The Mechaber said that b'meizid is asur l'olam lihanas me'osa malacha dekansur rabana u'mikal makom mutu l'lihanas mitamehel shel hamalacha. So what's that distinction? You can't be nana from the malacha, but you could be nana from the value of the malacha. And the Sharetzion is Mitzayin Bavakama Ayin Aleph, the Maisa Shabbos Mutter Bahana. The Mishabura says, it's also Lehanos from the Malacha, but Mutter Lehanos Mida Melsha Malacha, because after all, Bavakama Ayin Aleph says, Maisa Shabbos is Mutter Bahana. Says the Yom HaShabbos, that's the distinction. The first Hana, the Mishabura, means Hishtamshus. Hishtamshus is really Bechlal Achila. The second Hana means Hana, and that's the Kavanah of the Gemara in Bavakama, that there's no Isser Hana. That's selling it, benefiting from its value, but not directly using it or not directly benefiting from the etzem hamalacha.
By hutzah, what's the standard way to get hana from hutzah?
So it's all maybe unique, as it always is. May not fit in the same way. Yeah.
Two things. First of all, it's the standard way of using that malacha, the standard way that the malacha is done, or standard way that the item that the malacha was done to is used.
The standard way that you would use that which was affected by the malacha.
So, like in terms of otzah, let's say, if you take a candle and you do otzah with the candles, then like the Maaseh Shabbos would be on like lighting the candle or something. No, meaning it would just be on whatever the standard way of using that.
And lighting the candle?
Meaning whatever the standard way.
Well, the malacha, the other malacha, the havara, the havara, not havara.
Yeah, no, I'm saying once the malacha isn't just once the malacha is done with that item, then you can't use that item for its general benefit. So if that item happens to be a candle, the general way you get benefit from a candle is through lighting it, not through...
Through lighting it or through using the light? You say, what happens if you're motzi a candle, mershus or shus?
I'm just saying, whatever the Maaseh Shabbos, like, that doesn't mean that... Why should I have to mean that, like, the knas is on doing that malacha?
The knas is on benefiting from that which the malacha affected in the object. So if the malacha is bishul, so you can't eat it. That's how you benefit from the act of bishul. If the malacha is lighting a candle, then it's using the light, because that's how you benefit from lighting a candle.
So maybe that answers this question, but I guess I was just confused, like, what the svara for not upon beyond, why would you be able to, like, sell the item or get financial benefit from it? Like, why wouldn't that be in the same knas?
Because the knas didn't extend there. That's the Gemara's distinction with Rabbi Yochanan Sanle. It's based on Psukim, but presumably for the other Tanayim it exists anyway. I mean, it's not going to be any more chomer.
Yeah.
So for Rabbi Yochanan Sanle, it may be asmakta based. For the other Tanayim, it's lo gaz
rebbi chi agadna. But I'm saying, like, is there like a svar for
it's
like
one, it's,
that?
A, it's a step removed from the malacha.
But if we're trying to discourage people from using the malacha,
you have to draw the line somewhere. So that's where Chazal drew the line in terms of creating a knas. Okay, so as we alluded to, or more than that, a few times already, la'alacha rovi shon and paskin like Rabbi Huda. That's the Raman that we saw. That's the Pesach and the Mechaber here in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, Rif, Rush, Rambam. That Allah ke Rabbi Yehuda, we'll get to read the Mechaber, Mevashah b'Shabbos b'meizid asur lo la'olam l'chem et mutam mutz Shabbos miyad, v'shogeg asur bo b'yom gam l'cherim, u'le'erev mutar gam lo miyad. So v'shogeg, no difference between who and l'cherim, mutar v'ev mutz Shabbos, b'meizid, for him it's asur lo'olam, l'chem et mutar mutz Shabbos. That's the Pesach and Mechaber. That is, let's say, Rov Rishonim. Tosvos, Chulin Tesvav, Paskins like Remeir. And the Gon, Paskins that way as well. And the Mishnah Berurah indicates that under certain circumstances, there may be what to rely on to be Samech on Remeir, on the Gon, on the Tosvos, Bishogeg. So if you take a look at Sukkotim Gimel, Emi Malacha Derabbanan, Ayin Berag Rasha Herach Lachiach Delukuli Almim, Asa Osa Bishogeg, En Lesser Bidi Eved Lihanos Mimena, that especially by Derabbanan, maybe Maaseh Shabbos doesn't apply. Anyway, that's the position of the Bali Tosos. And then take a look at Sukkotim Zayin, Gam L'Cherim, Hinei B'Gemara, Pligi B'Inyan Shogi, Gemezer, Rimei Rebbe Yehuda. Das HaShokhan Aruch, Udas Rebbe Yehuda, Shekhen Eskima, Riff Aram, Vagon, and Bagrei Eskim B'Yur, Udas HaTosvos, V'Siyatam, the Pesach Kur Meir, the Bemezer Aser, Bein Lo, Bein L'Cherim, Asi Shabbos, U'B'Shogeg, Mozer Gam Lo, Miad, V'Vacham Et Sorach, Yish Nismach, Al-Zab Bishol B'Shogeg, the Mishmur says, the Malkam HaTzorech, you can pass in like Reb Meir the Shogeg, meaning to allow consuming it on Shabbos even low. What would be considered, and then just by the way, the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, Shin Lamed Tes, Sifkatim Kaf Dalid, Shin Lamed Tes, sorry, the Sharitzim, Shin Lamed Tes, Sifkatim Kaf Dalid, there the Mishnah Berurah writes that if we're talking about a Malacha de Rabbanan, then there may be what to rely upon even the Mezit. Which would allow the Vashel to use it b'motzei Shabbos. But that doesn't come up that much. I shouldn't say that, but for now. For now, let's focus on what may be more l'maisa, which is the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion that b'malchim HaTzorach, it could be Someich on Remeir, on the Gon, the Bishol Bishogeg. So what's considered a Tzorech for these purposes? So you have a parallel model when it comes to Amir L'Nachri. Take a look at the Ramah in Shin Kafei Se'if Yud. Here we're talking about an Nachri that filled up water on behalf of Yisrael, the Isser on Shabbos. Says Rama, V'yesh makilim v'omrim da'afim hu v'aderech v'shis ha'rabim v'tzorech Yisrael mutar l'adu l'shtos mehem hol v'efshar leila sham l'shtos. That if we're talking about an Nachri that brought mayim to you violating Yisrael Tzah, maybe that's not as bad as the standard Malachas Nachri, because you could have gotten the water yourself if you would have walked to the water. So the Ramah references a practice in some places where people are making even l'chachila when it comes to violation of Hotzah on the Rabbanan, to have a Nachri violate Hotzah on the Rabbanan on your behalf. And the Ramah says that such a Kula could be contemplated if it's L'Tzarech Shabbos or B'Shas Hadchak. What's considered L'Tzarech Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatim Samach Beis, Kasra Achronim, Mikal Makom Ein LaHakel Ella B'Sheichar V'Chayotzei Bo Me'Advar Matzvichem B'Shabbos. We're only talking about things that you absolutely need for Shabbos, like beer. She'efshar Liyos B'Ladam. You can't manage without that on Shabbos. Ella B'Doch Eksas. Aval Dvarim She'Ein Tzar Kolka. Things that aren't as important, like fruit. So that you can't live without your beer on Shabbos. You can live without fruit. So then Ein LaHakel, even if it is at the expense of Oneg Shabbos. So some of the details may depend on society and times, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. In Shin Kafei, in Sifkat and Samach, sorry, there the Mishnah Berurah says, Afi Sheish Lahafmir, the Mitam Shvus Dishvus, E Matirin Lechachila, Rapid Sarah Gadol, Ola Dvar Mitzvah Gemura, Kigom, Shi Sarah Hamashka, the Kiddush, Ola Havia Tafshel, Hasam, Shehucha, the Suda Shabbos. So there, that's talking about can you lechachila rely on a Mir Lenachri on a Dirabbanan? So that you need the Sarah Gadol, or Dvar Mitzvah Gemura, like wine for Kiddush, or to bring the Hatashel Acham, the hot food that you need for a Seudah Shabbos. One second. Yeah.
The Tafshil is Migdin owning Shabbos, no?
Or to show that you're not a Karaite?
It has to be hot.
Yeah, the point is that it's your main, it sounds like it's your main Shabbos staple, meaning the things that are the Iker Suda, that you wouldn't, your Shabbos Suda won't be Suda if you don't have the main, if you don't have the main dish.
What about for the Shalshudas?
So for Shalshudas, all you need is a challah. No? So that may be subjective. Rabbi Simcha Benim Kovin, Sefer Nebilin Akri, he quotes from Rav Gustamin that when the Mishnah Berurah says Tavshil Cham, it doesn't mean hot versus cold. It means what's the Iker Suda? So the Iker Suda is Basar V'Dagim, even if it's cold, but that's the same gather. And he quotes from Rav Scheinberg. Let's say a person doesn't like meat, but he likes kogel. So then maybe you can be makel and be lenachi to bring the kogel if that's your main fare. And he quotes from Moshe that wasn't as into kogel. He quotes from Moshe, kogel, salads, dessert, drinks. Well, none of that is considered the Iker Suda, except for beer. Yeah. Either? Okay. 1 second. But the Sefer Mor HaShabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv that, not like Yonatan was saying, but he quotes from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv that Chalent is not considered Tzarek Adam. I mean, if you have enough else to eat, then you wouldn't rely on, you wouldn't allow telling a Nachri to bring the Chalent through a Carmelis without an Erev for Chasid Shein Merevis on Shabbos. Many quotes from Chaim Kanievsky there in Mora Shabbos, Hakol Lefia Inyan. I guess that's what you were saying.
Just clarifying, all these Heterim that we're saying now, that's Lechatchila, you can tell Nachri. But bringing that back to Shein Yuchas, that's if Bidyevet.
No, the Mishnah Berurah say you could contemplate that. Meaning, the Ramah says, there in Shin Kafei, Afi Sheisha Hachmi Radavar, Mikol Makom in Limchos Biyad Makilim Litzarach Shabbos Ubishas Adchak. He's not. That's not a full throttle endorsement.
Right.
But saying you could contemplate justify doing it under those circumstances. But what I'm interested in is what do we consider in that context? The Ramah's lashon is Tzarach Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah here basically is saying the same idea that you could contemplate being make like or mayor Litzarach Shabbos. So what, pointing out, there may be cross-pollination between those two applications as to what's considered Makom Tzarach. The Mishnah Berurah says Makom Tzarach Yesh Yismach. So presumably one could argue that would be considered Makom Tzarach. If somebody violated an Isser Bishul B'Shabbos, and that's the only food or the main food you have for Shabbos lunch, B'Shogeg, so maybe there's what to rely on. The Mishnah Berurah would tell you, Yesh Ba'al Lismoch, or Yesh Al Mi Lismoch.
Right, that's only B'Yemen. He's not going to tell you, be Mavashal B'Shogeg Al Chatzilah.
Obviously not, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is considered Shogeg for these purposes? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Vav, Shogeg B'Din, O Shacha. Shogeg either means you forgot the din, you didn't realize that you're not allowed to put something that's not nisbashel, or whatever the gather of the Isser Bishul that you're violating is, or shachach, you didn't realize what you're doing. Either you forgot the din, you forgot that it's Shabbos, or you forgot that what you're doing is a, or you didn't realize what you're doing, like okay, misasik. Elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sharitzian Simon Reishin and Tess of Kotin Kavdalid, Reishin and Tess Kavdalid, that Omer Mutter also is Bechlal Shogi, that if you believe something to be Mutter, and maybe there's some kind of a limit close as to why you believe that, even if it's an error, so that's the Ke'en of Shogeg B'Din, that would be considered Shogeg. Mor HaShabbos Paragit Ches footnote 104, quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that Ms. Asik also, that if, let's say, you by mistake turn on the light in the room just because your normal instinct when you walk into the room is to turn on the light and you forget the Shabbos, that's a kind of misasik, so that also would be considered shogeg, and then subject to the parameters of Maisa Shabbos is shogeg. Okay.
I think also Shabbos puts somebody else should be Makre.
Yeah?
Showing him right?
Says. Okay, I didn't see that. But so then there'll be a machlokas between Rav Yashav and himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Or different different citations. Okay. I'm sorry? But okay, so we'll take a look. Have the Rosh Hashanah here if you want to take a look. Yes, among the Kisser Svarim, the Rosh Hashanah has the most expansive treatment of Maisa Shabbos in one location, if you're interested. Okay. Someone told me that he asked, I think the person told me Hashem, someone else, that they asked both, I think it was Rabbi Franti, Rabbi Morgenstern and Nachum Eisenstein, how do Rav Eliashiv spell Yerushalayim? So one of them said he always spelled it with a yud, and the other said he always spelled it without a yud. So the yeshiva was that in Gittin you write Yerushalayim without a yud, and in Ksubas, I guess the minhag is to write with a yud. So the person, the one who was also more begitin, said he always wrote it without a yud, and the one who was also in Kedushin, Shilas Moore, said he wrote it with a yud. So they're both right. So the fact that there are different citations doesn't mean that it can't be a yeshiva. Yeah.
Turning on
the lights
in the room. You're saying that it's a
so,
why is the
mother doing that? So that's misasik. So it's misasik b'chlal shogeg. So I was quoting one of the contemporaries from Kohen Rav Eliashiv that is b'chlal shogeg, and Matan just showed me the Orch Shabbos with Rav Eliashiv. It's not. But you could say svaris in both directions.
But there would be no not to me. I mean, the fact that you think misasik is shogeg, that doesn't even get you can get anah from it. Only in the kula of the Baruch, maybe you can get anah.
Sorry. Correct, but that could be relevant.
Right,
meaning
right.
If you're...
if I walk into my room on Shabbos, I turn on the light by accident, and let's say it's already Shabbos day, so I don't need it
right.
Forever, so
mm-hmm.
Then I shouldn't be there.
Right. Okay. Mishabru also says in Sifkat and Beis, anytime you have a machlokas haposkim, so then, since we're only talking about a knas derban anyway, then you don't have to aser maisa shabbos b'di'eved because that far we don't go. So, on that topic, Rav Moshe has a brief response in one of the later volumes, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Yotes. The question was framed in terms of a Amir Lenachri, or Malachas Nakui Litzarach Yisrael, that if a non-Jew opens a can on Shabbos, the Ofen, or Moshe thinks is the Ofen HaAser, so if the Nakri is subject to the regular din of Malachas Nakri, if the Nakri did it L'Anas Atzmo, then the Yisrael is allowed to benefit afterwards. If he did it L'Tzarach Yisrael, it's Aser, fine. And what happens if a Jew opens a can who thinks, based on a psak that he got, that it's Mutter? Because his posek said, his rav said, you're allowed to open this can, in this fashion, and you hold that it's Aser to open the can in that fashion. So you have a machlokas among contemporary poskim, are you allowed to open this can on Shabbos? So the person whose rabbi says you're allowed to opens it up, can the person whose rabbi says it's usher benefit from it on Shabbos? Is that bechlau maisa Shabbos? So Rav Moshe says, especially if you're talking about issur rabbanon, then yesh lahakel. I think the Rosh Hashav isn't so convinced. He says, the Moshe says, "Befrat b'yisur d'rabbani yesh lahakel." We're talking about yisur d'raisa. So the Rosh Hashav is not so convinced as to whether it's so pasha to be matir. If you hold that it's usher and someone else did it based on his psak lakula. Now, maybe we'll come back to that a little bit next time. But just a couple other quick points and then we'll close. The Magen Avraham here in Sukkot and Beis raises a question as to the status of Nishanasa Malacha Avura. So within Maisa Shabbos, we have a distinction between the person who violated the Malacha and Acherim. So in a situation where something's going to be mutter l'acher, but aser lo. Let's say he did a maisa of malacha b'mezit, so we pass the Rabbi Yehuda, that'll be mutter l'acher mosei Shabbos, v'lo is aser lamas. Okay? So, what about the middle party? I did the malacha for you. So are you like a cherim, or are you like the osa malacha, because the malacha was done on your behalf? So that is a Yoridea topic. That comes up in the Sugya of Eim Aval and Yisrael Chachila. So in Yoridea Tzadi Tes, Sif Hei, Eim Aval and Yisrael Chachila, Afilu Nafal L'Toch Heter She'Eim Boshir L'Valo, Eim Osifin Lav Heter K'dei L'Valo. Right, so it's Yisrael, Eim Aval and Yisrael Chachila, so you can't... You can't manipulate the deck, you can't just overwhelm the Isser with Heter to create a de facto Bitlo. Agro Bitlo, and let's say you warm about the Isser with Chachilo, O Sharibo Lav, Im Bishoge Mutter, Im Bemezid Asul Mavatal Atmo, Im Lushalo, Vechein Lemishin Esbatal Bishvilo. So if you violated Im Bavatal Isser Chachilo Bemezid, then it's usher for the person who is mevatel, and it's usher l'mishin is mevatel ba'avuro. That if you violated this din, you were mevatel this chachila for the other guy, and the other guy can benefit from it either la'achar maisa. So Magen Avraham here, Sukkot and Beis, says maybe the same is true over here when it comes to Malacha Shabbos. That if I do malach on your behalf, then not only is it usher for me olamis, but maybe it's usher for you, olamis, as well. Now, there's a sub discussion there in Yerideya. What is exactly the parameter of Mishan is Batel Bishvilo? So let's say I wasn't the Batel for you specifically, but I had in mind the entire world. I had in mind anyone that wants to benefit from it. So the Taz writes over there, Tzadi Tesef Katin Yud, Kosna Marshal, Dafka Chayada Zeshin is Batel Aviro, Vinichale. So Mishan is Batel Bishvilo is only if he knows about it and he wants you to do it, even if he didn't tell you to. But if he doesn't know about it, so then he's kishogeg. So then there's no iser. And Ricky Vega writes over there in Bittel Alastam Lamisha Yerzaliknos. Let's say you're a provider, you're in the food business industry, and you're being mevatel forever buys it. Hareyu Kamisha Nasa Bishvilam Biyichoy Vasa Lekulam. The Lokit Taz. The Machlokit of Kivegra and the Taz, very relevant in Lachal Maisa on the industrial level. Can you have a company, the Mavatil, Isser, Lichachila? They're not doing it for any specific customer, but they're doing it for whoever's going to buy the food. According to Rabbi Kivegra, not. So even if the Magen Avraham raises a question as to whether Mishan is Vatil Avuro, whether Mishan Asa Malacha Aviro is considered the Chlal, the Mevashel, for Maaseh Shabbos purposes, the next layer is, even if you accept that, does it apply if you do a Malacha B'Stam whoever wants to or would benefit from it? Now, the Magen Avraham isn't convinced that this is true even on the first level. Maybe we don't extend the Isser Maaseh Shabbos that far, because we're all dealing on a level of knas to prevent people from doing an isser, so we're not worried, taking it a step further, to say that maybe we're worried that he's going to tell another Yisrael to do malach on his behalf. That's not so clear. It's relevant, we'll talk more about next time, a mummer. So what's the din? If Mumr Dino Ka'akum, and a Mumr does a Malacha on Shabbos on behalf of other Yisraelim, so we'll, I think we're out of time for today. But this is also relevant, this Nakuda the Kivegar and the potential application over here, that's relevant to what I sent you from the Stipler. You don't usually have in the Kilos Yaakov actual Chuvas, Halacha Maisa, but this is one. Chayla Bay Simon Zion is talking about a factory, sounds like a cement factory or something like that, that's open on Shabbos, and there are dozens of Jewish workers. So are you allowed to use the product? Bachol, is that considered Mishan Asa Malacha Aviro? They're doing the Malacha on Shabbos for whoever the customer base is, so they don't have you in mind, but they have in mind that whoever's going to buy it is going to benefit from it. So the Cyber there talks about Me'iver, and he talks about Misayeya, but he also talks about Maaseh Shabbos, and he assumes that this is a significant consideration, especially, he points out in others, that even to entertain kulas when it comes to Maaseh Shabbos makes sense, or only makes sense, on a one-off basis. But if you have an institution or a factory that's working on Shabbos week in and week out, so there are no grounds for any kulos because you're encouraging that perpetual in public fill of Shabbos. So then you have to, then there are no grounds to make on anything. So he assumes that aside from the Lithuanian consideration and the Sayyid consideration, this is considered to be a Maaseh Shabbos and Misha, Kilin is Batel, Bishvilo, the Misha Nasam Lachavaro, even if they don't have you in mind specifically, they have in mind whoever the customer base is, then it would be us to be Nana from that product, La'achar Shabbos. Liachar Shabbos La'olam, because that's Ke'ein, the Mevashel himself. Okay, we'll stop here. Is Chavar here on Sunday? Okay. Right. So Mirza Hashem, we'll meet again on Sunday. And Sunday, we'll just pick up a couple of these loose ends, or maybe talk a little bit more about the last Nakuda where Malacha was done by a summoned following a Chacham HaOser on behalf of a Chacham Matzah on behalf of a Chacham HaOser, then we'll talk about B'chdei Sheyaseh, whether B'chdei Sheyaseh is relevant when it comes to Maaseh Shabbos and practical applications of that.
Can you put the Yerush Moshe about the different details? I remember the Mishra really quick.